How do you get through a day when you're tired?
I don't know. Artificial means, stimulants, sugar, caffeine. Of course, those aren't a real good idea, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're temporary.
Well, temporary.
I know what'd get me buzzed for about 3 hours.
Yeah, but then you get the crash afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, but if you time that well enough, that it's at the end of the day or at nap time.
But unfortunately, if you're like some people and you work an hour from home, and so basically you start to get one crash, then there has to be another infusion of more stimulants to get you through that crash and to the rest of the day.
Oh, God, that sounds like too many crashes. That's too dangerous for me.
How about getting adequate sleep so that you don't have to be exhausted during the day?
That's a good idea.
So why do you think maybe some of the population is tired during the day that they need to caffeinate themselves?
I can't begin to guess about some of the population. Well, I know for myself.
Let's talk about you then.
Okay, let's talk about me.
What's your problem?
I can't turn my mind off.
What does that mean? What does that look like?
My brain is just buzzing with the things I need to do tomorrow or next week or things I'm trying to remember that I needed to do today that I didn't do that need to be put on the list for tomorrow.
Could you not maybe before bedtime, not in bed per se, because that just keeps your brain stimulated, but I don't know, make up a list like early in the evening of the things you have to do the next day and then set it aside so that you don't have to take that list to bed with you in your head.
Absolutely. And I've done that. Mm-hmm. I should be in a habit of doing that, which I'm not.
Does that help when you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because then those things are downloaded out of my brain and they don't land on the pillow with my head.
There you go. I think maybe that's why Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow, et cetera, because he knew we'd... And, you know, we can't picture people in the ancient times, you know, laying in bed and worrying and tossing and turning, but that's the same thing they did.
I'm sure they did.
They didn't have the nice mattresses we do.
Well, that's true.
So they had even more to deal with.
That's true.
So make a list, not in bed, and then set it aside on the kitchen counter or the bathroom counter or whatever counter you prefer. And it's there for you, so you don't have to take it to bed with you.
What a great idea. Okay, this conversation's done.
Have Ken go up and tell them we've had enough for this evening.
Okay, problem solved. Next question. Yep, we got all the answers here.
And what, it did really stink or something?
What did you say?
Did that really stink or something?
No.
That's like, cut!
No. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's a topic. People making fun of you when you're at a loss for words.
That's mean. That's really mean.
That is mean.
It is mean.
You know anybody like that?
The only person I know for sure is the one I see in the mirror every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
When Tony's standing alongside
you? No.
You?
Yeah.
You? What makes you tick?
I don't know.
One thing I noticed when you were doing your dashes is one of the dashes. It's like I guess other people do this too, but I was focusing on when you were reading one of your dashes. You're not only conveying life experience and wisdom and, of course, God's encouragement to people listening to it, but you are actually opening up and, in a sense of vulnerability, sharing a part of your life with people. I forget which one it was, one of the last ones.
Yeah, which shoe do I put on first?
The left one. I remember. Okay.
So there's a topic for conversation.
Yeah.
Do left-handed people put on their left shoe first and their left leg in their pants first and their left arm in their jacket first?
Or do you sit down to put your pants on both legs in at the same time? I guess you could, if you were very acrobatic, maybe hold your pants up and then jump into both legs at the same time. I don't do that. I know when I put my pants on, it's always my left leg first.
See, are you left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, see?
What about you?
I'm right-handed.
And what leg goes in first with
you? The left one.
The left one. How about, okay, left shoe. Now, see, when it comes to my shoes, it's kind of more of a toss-up. I don't know if I have a, well, I guess I would favor my left shoe now that I think about it.
See, now, I thought that the reason I put on my left shoe first, or I put my left arm in my jacket first, is because my mother's left-handed. So there's a lot of things that are hard for me to figure out which way to do because she taught me left-handed, but I'm a right-handed person.
Huh. And what arm would she put in a jacket first?
I don't know. I should ask her.
Hmm. Should we get her on the phone right now?
Sure.
Okay.
She'd enjoy that.
And then you get to the question, as people have posed this before, is like, okay, do you, for those who wear socks, I mean, you must sometimes wear tennis shoes with socks, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I wear pseudo tennis shoes. My daughter doesn't believe that I have a real pair of shoes.
Really?
Yes.
What qualifies as a pseudo tennis shoe?
One with a back with laces on it.
Laces on the back?
No, laces on the tennis shoes and a back on the tennis shoe, like a standard like Nike tennis shoe that you'd put on your...
And that's a pseudo tennis shoe?
No, that's a real tennis shoe.
What? Okay, I'll get back to my original question. What qualifies as a pseudo tennis shoe?
Oh,
that
see?
That was what I asked.
I'm off my game today, I told you.
More caffeine. Make that list. Put it on the counter.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I don't even think I could make a list today.
Or check it twice.
No. If I could even find it in the first place.
Your mind or the list?
Both.
Mm. Pseudo tennis shoe.
Pseudo tennis shoe. Pseudo tennis shoe. You just slide your foot in and go.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that is... Well, that's not a tennis shoe then. That's not even a pseudo tennis shoe.
What is it?
It's a slip-on.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. But you call that a tennis shoe?
That's what I have. My walking shoe is a slide-in, slip-on tennis shoe.
Really?
Yep.
Are you wearing it right now?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't like wearing it. It's more shoe than I like to have on my foot.
So you wear that just when you walk?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen a slip-on, slide-in.
They're very hard to find.
What? Are they Clarks?
No. New Balance.
Okay.
It's a New Balance shoe. I found at one of their factory outlet stores.
Okay.
See, because most people don't buy them, so they end up at the outlet.
My wife goes searching for them all the time. She can't just do like I do and go spend $20 at Kmart for her shoes. Of course, I shouldn't do that, but that's what I do.
Yeah, that works.
When you're putting on socks... The question is, do you put on first one sock and then shoe that foot, or do you go ahead and put socks on both feet first and then put shoes on?
Are you asking me?
Sure.
I put both socks on first.
Okay. So you don't, like, put a sock and a shoe on one foot? Yeah.
No, that would be just one foot getting ahead of the other. I have enough problem with that.
People are funny, aren't they?
Yeah. We are.
Quirky.
Especially when you stop and think about the things you don't usually think about how you're doing them.
Or if you think about it, you think you're the only one who does that and nobody else in the world thinks like you do.
Yeah. Danger. Danger. Do you see the flashing lights and the signs?
Danger, Will Danger. Robinson.
Danger. You're wow. not the only one.
Something I've thought about before is, you know, you speak English, I speak English. Well, at least we work at it. But, and of course, we think in English. You talked about laying in bed and thinking. You think mm-hmm. in English. It's hard for me to conceive of somebody who speaks Lithuanian laying in their bed and thinking in Lithuanian. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. In fact, we had a Romanian family live with us for nearly a year. And the wife, used to tell me that her thoughts were all in Romanian. She dreamt in Romanian. But since she was in America, she had to speak English.
Wow.
And so sometimes it was really hard for her. She'd have to stop and think about, okay, I had all these thoughts, but they were in Romanian. How do I convey those in English?
That is strange.
Yeah.
That is really strange.
Yeah.
You know, because even, you know, if you lean towards OCD like I do in some things, and you got words running through your head or songs or something, well, in Japanese, those are all Japanese words and Japanese songs going through the OCD person's head. So,
right.
Interesting.
Yeah.